Radio 1.
Leerde Julia Stone kennen aan de zijde van haar broer Angus Stone. Samen maakten ze een aantal mooie akoestische indie-folkplaten. En tussendoor gingen ze elk hun eigen ding doen. Angus met zijn band Dope Lemon. En Julia bracht 10 jaar geleden haar eerste soloplaat uit. En nu is er soloplaat nummer 3. En daar waar ze vroeger echt wel de lijn van de singer-songwriter volgde, is het nu veel meer een popplaat geworden. Voller en vrolijker ook. Ze maakte de plaat samen met Thomas Bartlett en met St. Vincent aan de knoppen. 60 Summers, zo heet de plaat, die vrijdag uitkomt. Julia Stone, hi there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am really well, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
In a few days' time, the new album will be out there.
Yes, finally.
Has been postponed quite a few times, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's been a year or two of a lot of changes, so I'm very excited that it's finally going to be out in the world.
You had a lot of material. There were over 50 demos you guys had?
Yeah, I think by the time we had got Annie on board, we played her about 30 songs. There might be more than that. We have hard drives and hard drives of music that we've written, but we played Annie 30 that she then narrowed down to this record.
It's a very lovely album. It's a refreshing album. It's a different sounding album than everything we've heard you do before. At what point of time did you know, this is the album that I'm going to make, it's going to sound this way, it has to go in that direction? When did you decide that?
You know what? I think the reason that the record sounds different to anything I've done before is because I didn't make that decision at any point. It was such a long time writing these songs and making this record that every song had its own journey. And I actually initially wasn't ever thinking of releasing this music. I just was having fun making the songs. And that was just the motivation. I was working with my brother and so I was busy. But outside of that, I just really wanted to have a creative outlet where I didn't have any rules around how I expressed myself. And I think that's why the record sounds the way it does, because there's a kind of freedom in that when you don't think too much about it. And I guess it wasn't until the very end that I sort of felt that it was a body of work and could hear it as a record. But it's really, I mean, you've heard the record. It's very, there's lots of different moods. It feels like lots of different genres on there. And that is because it wasn't really thought through in that way. And to me, it just sounds like a whole lot of fun and freedom from everyone involved.
Het is een andere plaat geworden dan wat we gewoon zijn van Julia Stone. Dat komt omdat ze niet het idee had van ik ga een plaat maken. Ze was gewoon met haar broer dingen aan het maken en dan was ze tussendoor wat toffe muziek aan het schrijven, nooit met de bedoeling van als een album uit te brengen. En dus was er plots een vrijheid, want je moet nergens over nadenken van welk soort plaat ga ik maken. Ah nee, ik ben gewoon nummers aan het schrijven. En zo is het dus eigenlijk dat ze tot die plaat is gekomen. I have the impression that apart from the music, just pure vocally, you've just pushed it to the next level.
Oh, thank you. I definitely feel like a big part of that, both Thomas and Annie, they really celebrated my voice when it did things that I didn't normally do in the songwriting, in the more sort of folk genre. And as I started to have this new production around me, I felt really inspired to try things with my voice. And my voice is, you know, often very gentle, but it actually, some of the funnest things that I like doing on stage is really, you know, pushing my voice and wailing and really actually being quite dramatic and theatrical with it. So when I would do that in the studio, both Annie and Thomas really said to me, more of that, you know, more of that side of you and more of that fire. Yeah, more drama. And that's, you know, I think that's something that I have in my personality, and it felt really good to start doing that.
When you start writing a song, is it always on the guitar or where does it start?
I mean, the guitar is probably the instrument I'm the most competent at playing. So I find that the easiest to have flexibility with chords and choices. But for this record, there was a lot of co-writing. So I love co-writing because people who are much better musicians than me make chordal choices that I wouldn't make. So it takes me in a different, into a different realm with my voice. I think my voice can do all kinds of things, and having Thomas write the tracks would then mean that I would turn up to the studio and I would hear, like, Break, for instance, it was all pretty much created, and then he just hits record and I got to freestyle write the song, which ended up being the take we used for the recording.
So I left and started dancing under the streetlight, and you saw me, and I saw that you saw me. And you were always one to wander around these places with eyes for ears and ears for ideas and dice. I'll tell you what it was, I liked the way we felt. Your friend, he kept on talking, but I couldn't care. I know how I get when I hear people lie.
Or St. Vincent, who's been producing, she also played some guitar bits and some overdubs.
Yeah. Annie's incredible as a producer. I think she's really detail-focused, but also has this overarching idea of tell the story, you know, like make sure you're connected to the story of the song. And I loved that about working with Annie, because she would always make sure that I understood why I was singing the lyrics, and I had to explain it to her. And if I couldn't explain it well enough, she'd say, go deeper, you know, go deeper, find the story and sing from that place. And that was really great. But on top of that, if she had an idea, if she thought this chorus would be amazing with this harmony, or this chorus would be amazing with this cool guitar part underneath, she'd just play it and she'd play it so well. And that's an incredible thing, just to have an idea and then to have the best electric guitar player in the world, you know, just play the part, and to have such a beautiful singer. She sings on a bunch of tracks, and it's, her voice is stunning, and having her sing with me was such a privilege.
Did you discover things about your own songwriting?
Yeah, I think one of the things, I've always thought of myself as quite a hard-working person. I wake up and I work, and I always work on my writing. But one of the things that Annie revealed to me in certain moments was that I can also be lazy, and lazy in certain moments in a song where I think, I think that's a good enough way of saying what I'm trying to say. And she would say, it's not good enough. It's, you can do better. Like, she believed in me so much, and really in my capacity to tell a story, that she would push me and I would realize, oh, I can say this better. I actually can go deeper with this. And I think prior to working with Annie, I was very happy to write a song and maybe a couple of lines were just okay. And she wouldn't let anything slip through the cracks. So that was really... That was a really nice experience, and I felt very supported in it.
Dus ze heeft met Annie, oftewel St. Vincent, gewerkt als producer. En een van de dingen die er gebeurd zijn, is dat ze gepusht is om nog harder te werken. Want ze vond van zichzelf dat ze altijd al redelijk hard werkte. Maar nu waren er bepaalde zinnen waarvan ze zei, ja, die zijn wel oké, maar hè, dat passeert wel. En dan zei St. Vincent, nee, het is niet goed genoeg. Je moet er gewoon nog harder over nadenken. Je moet er gewoon nog harder aan werken. Dat gaat trouwens ook over de verhalen die ze vertelt. Dus ze moest altijd eerst tegen Annie vertellen waar een nummer over ging. En als zij het begreep, dan was het oké. Dan mocht ze het zingen. En als ze het niet begreep, zei ze, nee, je moet gewoon dieper graven in jezelf. Je moet op zoek gaan naar het echte verhaal. En dan gaat het pas kloppen. En zo is eigenlijk heel die platen tot stand gekomen. What's the nicest compliment you've heard so far about the album?
Someone said something really lovely the other day, and I'm trying to remember what it was. But it was something about how it was such a varied sounding record, like this beautiful mess. And I thought, when they said that, it really, it doesn't sound like that nice a compliment, but to me it was like, I think everything in life is pretty messy, and that can also be beautiful. And I love that about this record. It has this sprawling world that goes to so many different places and so many different times in my life. And I found that to be nice because it's very, yeah, I'm very multifaceted, like we all are. And you know, a lot of people have said it's really fun. And I think ultimately, it was all about getting back to the joy of creating things and making music and making art and with people that I admire and respect. And it was such a fun process that if people feel that they can hear the fun and freedom in it, that's a huge compliment, because that's definitely what I hear.
Okay, I'd like to listen to the last song on the album, Dance.
Yes, the French version.
Why the idea to do it in French too?
I was singing quite a lot in French because of the amount we were touring there. And so in the back of my head, I always thought, I'm going to do a song in French, because I was getting more and more comfortable singing in French and doing poetry in French. And Dance felt like the song that was going to be the easiest for me to sing in French because it's spoken word. And I sent it to my friend Pom, who's a beautiful French artist, and she agreed that it would sound nice in French. So that was the reason that song ended up being chosen to translate.
Do you feel slightly different as a person when you speak in French? Because a language can do that to you, right? You slightly feel different because you talk different.
Yeah, I think you're right. I did a version of Fire in Me in German and a version of Fire in Me in French as well. And singing them both the same songs in two different languages, they felt like two different songs, even though it's all the same lyrics and it's all the same message. But the languages have such a different momentum behind them. And the way that it comes out of your mouth is, it presents its own challenges, especially being an only English speaker. So there's a certain amount of becoming a character, I think, that I have to do to get into those, to other languages. But I love it. I love the sounds of other languages. I don't understand them, and I wish I did. But to me, it's like learning an instrument or something. I hear the sounds and I try to recreate them. Sometimes not very well.
But you do realize that in between France and Germany, there's us.
I know. Well, you can help me translate it. Honestly, if anyone's up for a translation, I did a Spanish version as well of Dance. And again, it's all like gibberish to me, but I love the sound and the way that the languages change the feeling of the song.
Yeah, I'm going to think about the Dutch version. Okay.
Yeah, I'd be happy to collaborate.
So Dance in Dutch is dans.
Dans.
There, you got it. You're all set.
Okay, that's it. We're
the rest
doing
is peanuts.
It.
Yeah. Okay, well, then let's go for the French one, if that's okay.
Okay, please.
Okay.